Hello, grandkids, and welcome to another solo edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. This time it will be for New Ohio Wrestling 8, champion crowned was the event that I went to this past Saturday. I am going to be running through the results that I tweeted out that evening and just add a little commentary on top of the tweets that I sent out. They started with a couple of guys that have not been here at New Ohio Wrestling, but they have been at Absolute Intense Wrestling up in Cleveland, and I'm sure many other promotions that that I don't have handy in front of me. But that would be Derek Direction, who also was part of the production, who Magnum CK is a part of. And he was taking on Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham. These guys, they had a nice opening match. Like, both of them, you know, they have a little bit of something as far as, you know, quality of in-ring work goes. So it was it was fun to see them in person, since I haven't gotten to go up to see them in Cleveland. Things have been a little too crazy in that department to bother too much. But Daniel C. Rockingham ended up winning it with a pump handle powerbomb, which you know, it's a nice little finisher to have. I think it works out quite nicely. He's a bigger gentleman, so power bombs can certainly look good when coming from a higher vantage point. So it works as a finisher for him. The next match was also two newcomers, although Crosshairs Kelly joined us last year for another association here in Columbus, who will be holding an event in June. So look forward to those preview interviews. But his opponent tonight was also part of the production, and his name is Frankie Flynn. So, yeah, we had, I had seen Crosshairs last year, but he was in a match that, he was in a gauntlet style match, which makes it different than having to, do a one-on-one match. So this is the first time I actually saw him one-on-one. I do know that, in a couple of other federations that he is a tag team champion, so this might not actually be his forte for the most part. But he acquitted himself well. Frankie Flynn was also very very solid in the ring. So it was it was a good. It was a good match. Crosshairs Kelly won with a DVD. So yeah, the production ended up with two straight losses to start off the show. So it was not not good for them, but they are not exactly called that, at least in New Ohio Wrestling for the time being. The next match up was Pat the Bruiser taking on Louis Casanova. Casanova was playing to the crowd as he got up on the apron and was attacked by Pat. And it ended up paying off, honestly. These were two large large gentlemen. And, you know, well, Pat the Bruiser was a little more just in the weight department. Louis Casanova was just in the general size department. So, they were, physically matched well, because, I'm not sure that, anyone was, quite these guys' size the, rest of the evening. It's the first heel victory, I would say, of the evening, Pat the Bruiser just wins with a clothesline. I would suppose that would be called a clothesline from hell in some parts. But this was also when I realized that this show was going awfully quick, which isn't really a bad thing. It started at 7, and not to let the cat out of the bag too early, but ended at 9:30, along with having an intermission. So it was kind of nice to get in and get out. And they've also had this is their third event within the past like 4 months, because I believe it's February, March, and then this is May. So yeah, this they've recorded, I guess, a lot more shows here within this time period than they have pretty much the rest of their existence, which has been a number of years now. So yeah, to say that things have changed a little bit would be an understatement. So it was nice that it kind of moved along, because it would almost be a little bit of fatigue if they I think they need to build up the characters to be able to do something that frequently, is maybe a better way to put it. Is that AIW seems to have a cast of characters that they have, and they haven't really established that well enough, just because the shows have been so infrequent. So they kind of need to build a talent pool that is willing to come down here and to do this more frequently, I think. It is probably a better way to put it than saying that three events in 4 months is fatigue, because I'm not sure how many people are going to all of these events either. But anyway, there was one more match prior to the break that I talked about. Ethan Wright took on Celeste Taylor. Celeste Taylor has been really one of the better wrestlers every time that I have gone to one of their shows. He is very physically gifted. He's in good shape. He's a good looking guy. And he can fly pretty well. And he's honestly big enough to be able to, you know, kind of put on a more of a, maybe not strong style is probably not the right word, but, you know, a little more of a tough guy, slug it out kind of match. They haven't really put him in that position, but I think that he is capable of pulling that out. Ethan Wright was another one who was just debuting. And that for someone that you want near the top of the card, which they've kind of positioned Taylor consistently, you know, the debuting guy ends up taking the loss on a springboard 450. So Celeste, though he didn't get a chance to vie for the belt on this evening, he did get, I believe he's qualified for a match that'll possibly get him a shot at the title, I believe is the way that works. So moving on along, after the intermission there, we had the battle of the pancakes, so to speak. Two of the little people wrestlers who wore pancakes for the New Day wrestled in a match. And Buddy the Bulldog was, he was pretty hefty for a little person. Eric Smalls looked to, you know, be a little more proportionate. Let's say Buddy had a lion on his stomach, and it perfectly fit like how large his stomach was. If he lost weight, it almost wouldn't look right. Like, he'd need to shrink the size of the lion. But Buddy did like to crack a short joke, and a whole lot of them. yet again, the crowd gets the baby face win. So Eric Smalls ended up eventually winning with a leg drop. It's kind of a special attraction match. I think it's something that they will probably do to try and draw in some sort of additional audience here in the coming, because they did say that A, they are, and I could have mentioned this at the top of the show instead of the middle of the review, but whatever. They are still going to be into the future, at least for the next couple of years. They're going to be in conjunction with the Arnold Sports Classic, and they're going to be teaching classes there on how to wrestle. So that's kind of big news for them to have a presence there for the next couple of years. And they're also going to be bringing in past superstars, and the first pleasure of mine is going to be Bob Holly, who I was never particularly a fan of because he just seemed like a dick. It's kind of that easy. And I don't think there are a whole lot of people that wouldn't kind of agree with that. So it is what it is. He will be at the next event that I believe is in July. So Juice Jennings came out and talked about the conspiracy against him to keep him out of contention for the new Ohio Heavyweight Championship. He complained about how he was not included in the tournament that led to the three-man main event just after this. Another debuting personality came on, Jake Ely. He certainly had a look to him with long hair, a mustache, and a whole lot of tassels. It made me feel like Shawn Michaels' rocker phase kind of look. It's that's kind of something 30 years after that look was debuted. Jake Ely was the second victim to a heel, but Juice Jennings has been again presented, much like Celeste Taylor is one of the higher people on the card. And if you want to keep him around the picture, he's got to win a match like this. And he did. So he tapped out to an ankle, or Ely tapped out to an ankle lock. I don't believe I've seen Jennings use that before as a finisher, but always good to have a submission finisher in your repertoire. So, good for Juice Jennings. May the conspiracy finally be revealed when he actually gets the championship match. Speaking of that, like I said, this card really moved along, and the main event was they're in a group together. It's Robbie Starr, it was Robbie Superstar, and the professional Brandon Fields. And their opponents, and it was a four-way match, but Paragon and Onyx were more or less separate entities. I do not believe I have seen Paragon previously in New Ohio Wrestling, so he was yet another new face within this whole thing. The other three have been there just about every time that I can remember. And yeah, so it kind of worked out like you'd think. The two teammates, Fields and Starr, helped kind of isolate people, isolate either Paragon or Onyx so that they could beat on them and keep things moving along until Fields tried to make a cover one time after one of the more extended beatdowns. Did things become heated between the heel faction? But at that point, honestly, like they didn't really go back to that idea. You didn't really have to worry about the two teammates fighting because they were kind of locked up with one was locked up with Paragon and one was locked up with Onyx, so they didn't really have a chance to kind of get back and butt heads again or have a problem. Until the end, there was a double pin. Onyx was pinning Robbie Starr. Brandon Fields was covering Paragon. The referee ended up counting Paragon down, so Brandon Fields was crowned the champion. I do like how they left themselves some options open for who might challenge for the belt next. Onyx clearly had a pinfall. And he could rightly claim that he's a champion. After the match, the beef between Robbie Starr and Brandon Fields kind of grew a little bit because it was definitely a Robbie Starr feels like Brandon Fields is the pupil in this situation. He started the group, so he should be the one with the singles title. He did not get it, so he was not pleased. So yeah, that kind of wraps up the event. Like I said, it's kind of nice. They can go either route with who wrestles next. All of them involved in the storyline are there consistently, so I don't think it'll be a problem. It'll be just how they decide to go with this situation. And I would have to think that Robbie Starr gets to kind of unfortunately sit back for a little bit and have to play second fiddle until a blow up happens. So yeah, we'll see. Like I said, next event is in July, so I will hopefully have people on prior to the event this coming time. Just with the way WrestleMania worked out, it was really tough to try and get people on here ahead of time. And late flights do not help that situation at all either. So yeah, this is the review of NOW8. A champion is crowned. Oh yeah, I think I said that backwards to start the show. Oh well. So yeah, that's the way I was actually supposed to say it. And yeah, we'll probably get another one of these the next time an NOW event comes around. So have a good night.